She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see.
Hello and welcome back to Open Language. I'm Diana.
And I'm Adam.
So, of course, today is International Women's Day. So, happy International Women's Day to all of our female users.
Oh, that's a mouthful. But yeah, today is a really, really important day. And, of course, we have a lesson based around two very, very important women.
Exactly. So, not only do we have the former First Lady of the United States, we also have, I would say, one of the most famous talk show hosts of America interviewing her.
Easily, yeah, easily. So this is Oprah Winfrey. Mm. But actually, nobody even says her last name.
She's Oprah.
Right? It's just Oprah. Uh-huh. So Oprah, we don't really have a ton of time to talk about her. We're going to put Oprah into the culture section. But we are going to base this lesson basically around her interview with former First Lady Michelle Obama.
All right, so let's go ahead and listen to that clip.
All right.
Was there something that even you were amazed about yourself, that this experience, this 8 years, showed you another level of Michelle Robinson Obama that you didn't know? You was like,
Well, maybe it's something that, you know, we as women, we as minorities sort of take for, we underestimate in ourselves, and that is, I'm pretty smart.
Yeah.
I work pretty hard. I'm good at what I do. I have really good instincts. I have great ideas, and I can execute. And I say that out loud because we as women don't, like, pat ourselves on the back. We're always sort of deferring.
Yes.
You know, we cede our power so easily. And I want young girls out there to know, look.
Live out loud.
Live out loud and understand that what's in your brain is really useful. Do not hide it. Don't dumb it down. Don't apologize for it. Just put it on the table and let people deal with it.
So Oprah's question for Michelle Obama is basically if there was anything during the 8 years that Barack Obama was president that amazed her about herself.
And I think Michelle, Mrs. Obama, I should show a little bit more respect, Mrs. Obama had a pretty great answer.
Right. So she starts off by saying, well, maybe it's something that we as women, we as minorities, underestimate in ourselves.
Okay, so minority is expansion word number one for today. Minority, I think a lot of people already know the meaning of this word, like just the basic meaning. It's just the number that is less or fewer.
Less than 50 out of 100.
Right, exactly. But, you know, this word has a lot of different connotations.
Right. So I think the first one that we should talk about is the one that Mrs. Obama was talking about, racial minority.
Right, or sometimes ethnic minority.
So
of course, they are both African-American women. And yes, that puts them in the minority. That's pretty much a set phrase, right? In the minority.
Right. So if you are in the minority, it means that you are part of a group that is not the majority.
Right. So once again, though, there is this idea of numerical majority, right? Like at Open Language, we could ask, you know, what do you want to have for lunch? And let's say there's 10 people here and, you know, 9 people want to have dumplings, I want to have pizza.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the minority.
Right, exactly.
But in this case, the minority is talking about something that's more social, like more political, meaning, you know, less power, fewer privileges.
As much as America likes to talk about equality, we're clearly not there just yet.
Not yet. But I have a question for our Chinese friends.
All right.
Pop quiz. How many ethnic minorities does China have?
Ooh.
Leave that in the comments.
So she continues on to say that it's something we underestimate in ourselves.
Okay, so estimate, if you remember from math class, basically means guess.
Yes.
Guess the number.
Yeah. So underestimate can be, you know, guessing too low, right? You underestimated how much something would cost,
right,
or something like that. The other meaning is underestimating something's value.
Value, right, exactly. So that's something that Obama is talking about here. And I think connected with value is also strength and ability.
Right? Yes.
Two other things that you can definitely underestimate in other people, but also underestimate in yourself.
Right. So I don't know where I heard this from, but I recall a quote that goes something along the lines of, don't underestimate the power of one.
Oh, yeah. That seems like that would be something on, like, a classroom wall. Like, your teacher would have that posted up on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it, for me, it kind of makes me think about a little movie called Star Wars. Little movie. If you guys maybe have seen that. What is it called? Xingqiu Dajan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my Chinese sucks. And basically, there's a character in that movie, Darth Vader.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't underestimate the power of the dark side.
You know, I don't think we have ever underestimated the power of the
of
dark side.
The dark side, yeah. So you can always underestimate the power of something as well.
So what exactly is she saying that they underestimate?
Well, she's saying that she knows how smart she is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think everybody knows that about Michelle Obama, is that she's super smart, that she works pretty hard, and that she's good at what she does.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing that's, you know, definitely a positive for her is that she has good instincts.
Ooh, instincts. So instincts are basically like an automatic reflex or reaction.
Yeah, you don't need to stop and think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have terrible instincts. I always need to just like, well, maybe I should think about that for,
right,
for a bit.
Right.
But, I mean, we are all, even though we are human, we are all also animals.
Mm.
Right? We all have animal instincts.
Right, exactly. So you could maybe say that if something flies really close to your eyes, you're instinctually going to blink.
Okay, so that's a great way to use this as an adverb, right? You're not going to think about it, you're just going to do it.
Yes.
Maybe if somebody, let's say that you're standing in line waiting and somebody comes up and pushes you.
Okay.
Or attacks you.
Right.
That's another instinct that's going to pop up. Either you are going to fight them or you're going to run away.
Right. Yes. So those are two great examples of our natural instincts as we are instinctual since, you know, we're still animals.
We're still animals, right? So because we're still animals, sometimes you really should trust your instincts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Another way we kind of say that is trust your gut.
Trust your gut,
gut. Like, I feel George W. Bush. I trust my gut. Means he doesn't really need to think. He just sort of trusts his instincts, you know, in a situation.
Now, she says she has great ideas and she can execute.
Okay, so execute just means to kind of put those ideas into action, right?
Mm-hmm, right. Make it happen.
Just make it happen. Make it so.
And she says here, I say that out loud because we as women don't pat ourselves on the back.
Okay, so patting yourself on the back is basically like congratulating yourself.
Mm-hmm, right. Acknowledging that you did something good.
Right, because another person can give you a pat on the back. You know, good job, Diana.
Yeah.
But when you do it to yourself, it's, you know, sometimes can seem, well, it could seem arrogant to some people. But on the other hand, it is something that you should do every now and again.
Right.
Oh, I did a good job. I'm going to give myself a pat on the back.
Yes.
And there's one other thing that she says that, you know, women are always doing that they really shouldn't do, right?
Oh, yes. She says we're always sort of deferring.
Okay. So defer?
So there's two meanings. The one that she means is submit.
Okay.
Yes. The other one would be postpone.
Yeah. If you're deferring something, it can just be like, for example, if you have to serve in the military, mm-hmm. you can defer that to a later date.
Right.
Or if you get accepted into a college, but you don't want to go to college, you can defer that to a different date.
Right.
You're not ready to go yet. But the one that Diana mentioned about the submitting, it doesn't always have to be so so terrible, right? It could be someone like me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like making decisions, so I will defer to somebody else.
Right.
Let them do it.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose I'm submitting in a sense, but then again, I am not usually in the minority.
She also says that we cede our power so easily.
Okay, so this one makes me think a lot more about submit
mm-hmm.
or yield, give up.
Yeah.
Basically.
Or hand over.
Hand over.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you cede authority or you cede land.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Diana's army marched into my country, said, you know, I want this. I said, okay, here you go. I would
right.
cede it to her.
Exactly. Now what she says next, I really like. She says, live out loud and understand that what's in your brain is really useful.
Okay, so live out loud. I think this can actually mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
Mm.
But I think what she's getting at here is, you know, like let that inner self out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Be free to be you.
Right, exactly. You don't always need to defer. You don't always need to cede or submit, even as Diana said.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, be free to be you.
In fact, she says, do not hide it, don't dumb it down.
Okay, I've been waiting for this the whole lesson. I mean, because we've talked about some pretty, you know, serious things.
Uh-huh.
But and I know I always say, like, this is my favorite word.
Yeah.
But man, I love this word, dumb.
Uh-huh.
And especially the phrase dumb it down or dumb something down.
Right. It basically means to make something easier to understand.
Yeah, simple even, right?
Mm-hmm,
like,
yeah.
And sometimes it too simple.
Yeah, because, offensively so.
Yeah, because some things can't really be dumbed down,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, there are some really big ideas that there's a reason why they're big ideas.
Right.
You can't dumb down nuclear physics.
Right. And I know everyone knows what a dumb person is, right? A stupid person. But this is a great way to use it. If you guys didn't know, it is also a verb.
Okay. Hey, but there's one other way we can use it, which is as an adjective, right? Like a dumbed hyphen down something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Actually, since we're talking about dumbing down, in American culture, it's very, very common. I don't know if it's the same for you guys up north, for girls to dumb themselves down.
Yeah, you can dumb yourselves down.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could, I guess, be a dumbed down person.
Yeah.
So it's, you see that connection there between the phrasal verb and the adjective.
Mm-hmm.
Very common thing in English.
So she continues and says, just put it on the table and let people deal with it.
Deal with it. Okay.
Nice this, little phrase.
It is. It's kind of tough to explain because I think everybody knows deal. You know, like you have to go to the bank and deal with something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually there's some kind of...
Sort it out.
There's some kind of issue or something.
Right.
But she's basically saying that, you know, like... there's no reason for it to be an issue, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
it's somebody else's problem.
Right. Just let them deal with it.
Let them deal with it. If you, living out loud and just putting yourself on the table, not dumbing yourself down, if that's a problem, that's somebody else's problem.
Mm, yes.
Deal with it. Actually, I think you guys should probably say that with us because we really want to emphasize the deal,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, deal with it.
Yeah, there's a little bit of attitude in that phrase.
So you don't want to say, you know, like, deal with it. It's deal with it.
Mm, deal with it.
Deal with it.
All right, so that's it for this clip. Let's go ahead and listen to the entire clip one more time.
All right.
Was there something that even you were amazed about yourself, that this experience, this 8 years, showed you another level of Michelle Robinson Obama that you didn't know? You was like,
yeah. Well, maybe it's something that, you know, we as women, we as minorities sort of take for, we underestimate in ourselves, and that is, I'm pretty smart.
Yeah.
I work pretty hard. I'm good at what I do. I have really good instincts. I have great ideas, and I can execute. And I say that out loud because we as women don't like pat ourselves on the back. We're always sort of deferring.
Yes.
You know, we cede our power so easily. And I want young girls out there to know, look.
Live out loud.
Live out loud and understand that what's in your brain is really useful. Do not hide it. Don't dumb it down. Don't apologize for it. Just put it on the table and let people deal with it.
All right. So, interesting thing is that when I first came to Shanghai, I learned about this day because our company let the females off early that day.
Oh.
So we got to go home kind of like a couple hours after lunch.
Oh, wow. Thanks, guys.
But what about you? Do you guys celebrate this in Canada? Because we don't.
Yeah, we don't really. I mean, I've been in university for a long time, so it's just... I think I'm much more aware of it.
Mm.
But like, I don't really remember this as a kid.
Right, right.
What I do always remember is, you know, a lot of men will see this day, you know, oh, there's a women's day. Where's the men's day?
Right.
You know,
right.
And it's always the same kind of reaction.
Yeah.
So no, I mean, I guess unfortunately we don't really celebrate this day.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that you guys do celebrate it here.
Yeah, I think that's pretty awesome.
It's definitely an improvement over, you know, a dumbed down culture on the other side of the world.
Yeah. However, I do remember when I was a kid, we had a day called Take Your Kid to Work Day, which was actually formerly known as Take Your Daughter to Work Day.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I think I do remember that being Take Your Daughter to Work Day,
mm-hmm.
but then a lot of parents complained. Can't it be Take my son? What's wrong with my son?
Exactly.
So this is one of the biggest, it's one of many social cultural issues back home is that anytime you want to celebrate women, because remember, women are not a numerical minority.
Mm-hmm.
There's half, you know, 50% of society is men, 50% are women. So people always confuse this word minority to think, well, there's half women, so you're not a minority. So
mm-hmm.
there should be Men's Day.
Right, right, right. Anyways, we would love to know what you thought about this clip, this lesson. What do you do to celebrate Women's Day?
And what do you think about Michelle Obama's arms? Those are powerful arms.
Yes, indeed. All right, make sure to leave those comments, and we will see you guys next time.
All right, bye, guys.